Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Lebanon's Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Elias Bousab, told the Reuters news agency on Monday that there were no serious obstacles left to beginning the implementation of a U.S.-proposed 60-day truce to end fighting between Israel and Lebanese armed group Hezbollah. He said one sticking point on who would monitor the ceasefire had been resolved in the last 24 hours by agreeing to set up a five-country committee, including France and chaired by the United States. A Lebanese official and Western diplomat told Reuters that the U.S. had informed Lebanese officials a ceasefire could be announced within hours. Foreign ministers from the world's leading industrialized nations are coming together in Italy for a G7 meeting on Monday.
I am optimistic on Lebanon. It's more complicated than Gaza, but we are very strongly engaged for pushing hard Israel and Hamas for the conclusion of this war in
Italy's foreign minister said the G7 is, quote, working on a text allowing us to have a united position over the Netanyahu arrest warrant, unquote, that was issued last week by the International Criminal Court. Other items on the agenda include Israel, Hezbollah, and Hamas, as well as the conflict in Ukraine. A DHL cargo plane crashed and skidded into a house in Lithuania, killing a Spanish crew member. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The cause of the crash early Monday is under investigation. Lithuania's airport authority identified the aircraft as a DHL cargo plane arriving from Leipzig, Germany. Lithuanian officials acknowledge that one line of inquiry will look at any Russian involvement, but stress there's no evidence yet. Western governments suspect that Russian intelligence is carrying out sabotage in retaliation for their support for Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. The judge in Alex Jones's bankruptcy will hear arguments on The Onion's bid for InfoWars. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Jones claims the bankruptcy auction was marred by fraud and collusion. He filed for bankruptcy after being ordered to pay nearly $1.5 billion in defamation lawsuits by victims' families of the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting, which the conspiracy theorists called a hoax. The judge could allow The Onion to buy InfoWars or order a new auction or even name the only other bidder, a company affiliated with Jones, as the winner. I'm Julie Walker.
Egyptian officials say at least 17 people are missing after a tourist yacht sank in the Red Sea following warnings about rough seas. The Red Sea regional governor says rescuers saved 28 people from the vessel south of the coastal town of Marsa Alam. Some were airlifted to receive medical treatment. The governor says 31 tourists of various nationalities were on board, along with 14 crew. It was not immediately clear what caused the four-deck wooden-hulled motor yacht to sink. The governor received a report shortly before dawn Monday of a distress call made from the yacht, which had left for a five-day journey. Supporters of jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan marched towards Islamabad on Monday, protesting and chanting slogans as police fired tear gas at them. Pakistan's capital has been under total lockdown since Sunday, with mobile internet cut, schools shut, and around 20,000 police officers deployed. Khalat Khan is one of the supporters. I am Imran Khan's soldier. This cruelty has never happened before. The cruelty he has faced is unprecedented, and what has happened to him is now happening to us. We are deeply frustrated with the government. They do not know how to function. We have been devastated and humiliated, and the treatment we are receiving is unjust and cruel. Khan, who has been in jail for over a year and faces more than 150 criminal cases, remains popular. Authorities say at least one police officer was killed and several officers and demonstrators were injured in the clashes. Uruguay's leftist opposition candidate, Yamandu Orsi, claimed victory in a tight runoff presidential election that ousted the conservative governing coalition. Orsi is a moderate with no radical plans for change. He largely agrees with his opponent on key voter concerns like driving down the childhood poverty rate, now at 25%, and containing a surge in organized crime that has shaken the nation long considered among Latin America's safest. Indonesian officials say rescuers have recovered 16 bodies under tons of mud and rocks that were swept away in flash floods that hit mountainside villages on Sumatra Island. Six people are still missing. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.